give God a better hand clap of praise. Amen. Not by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Amen. There's nothing that we can do to deliver ourselves from what we're going through. There's no power that we have that's enough. No strength, no knowledge. But it's all by his will. Amen. Amen. Give God a hand clap of praise. Amen. Our call to worship scripture today will come from Psalms 133, and it reads, "Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garments, as the dew of Hermon and as the dew of descendants upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessings, even life forevermore." Amen. Let us bow our heads. Our Father God, we come to you today, Lord God, to say thank you for once again this opportunity, Lord God, to come to your house of worship, Father, where we can sit down and give you praise for all that you've done for us. And not just what you've done for us, but what you're going to do for us. For we know that you are a progressive God, one that continues to move. You're not stagnant. You're not immobile, but you're always moving forward. So we say thank you for that, Father, because we know that you're here with us today. Because you're here with us today, Lord God, we know we can find everything that we need in this service. We thank you now for that opportunity. We thank you for your blessing. We thank you for your love. It's in your Son, Jesus Christ's holy name, we do now pray. Let every heart say amen. Amen. We now have our opening hymn, hymn number 238. Thank you. this one she seen. I don't know how the mamas feel, because I ain't never been no mother, but you know, by me being a father, when I hear her sing, it just does something to me, you know. You know, men, we're real weak when it comes to young girls, amen. My wife said my kids can ask for anything, and I'll just give it to them. Yeah, that's true, especially those girls. Amen. When she sings, she just sounds so precious. Amen. Wish she could stay that way, amen. But one day, amen. As my mama say, boy, you're smelling yourself, amen. One day she's going to grow up on us, amen. Amen. Let us bow our heads. Our Father God, the one who rules and super rule, the creator of this earth and all that is within it. We come to you this morning, Lord God, with praise on our lips. Because when we look back over our lives and we think about the journeys that you brought us through, the mountains that we climbed, the valleys that we went through, the storms that we encountered. When we look back over our life, all we can do is say thank you. Because when we look back, we find that we didn't have the strength to get through it. But because you were willing to pick us up and carry us, we are here today. So we come this morning to say thank you, because we realize that you are not only an awesome God, but you are a loving and a kind God. One who's able to see past our shortcomings. The one who's able to forgive us of all of our faults, all of our backsliding, all of our backbiting, all of our wrongdoing, and yet and still love us as your very own. We come this morning to say thank you, because you are such a good God. There's none like you. You made a way of escape for all of us. You even gave your only begotten son. So when you see us, you don't even see our sins. You see the blood of Jesus that cover us. So we come this morning to say thank you, because you are just that kind of God. One who loves unconditionally. So we say thank you. No matter what we do against you, you still love us. All the things we say against you, you still love us. All the things we do against what you told us to do, yet and still you love us. We come this morning to say thank you, because we realize we're not worthy, but we serve an awesome God who's worthy of all the praise. So we come this morning to say thank you, God, for being who you are in our lives. Thank you, God, for being our strength. Thank you for being our power. Thank you for being merciful. Thank you for being just who you are. Thank you this morning for being our God. It's in your Son Jesus Christ's holy name we offer up these things. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Give God a hand clap of praise. Amen. We ask now that our officers will come for the purpose of our tithing and offering.
Oh,
Our Father God, we come to you this morning, Lord God. I say thank you for all which has been given here today. And we pray, Father God, that it reach out and touch those who are in need, so that all people will see that you yet still are God and God alone. We ask now these blessings in your Son, Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray. Amen.
The power belongs to you.
Hallelujah, when we have no other words, because he's been so great, he's been so merciful, he's been so kind, that we can't even find the words to express just how good he has been. So all we can come up with is hallelujah. And it belongs to him because he truly deserves it. Somebody give God some praise in here today. Hallelujah. My hallelujah. It belongs to you. I don't know about you, but that song got me to thinking about all the things that God has brought me through that I couldn't bring myself out of. No matter how long I've been in this thing that's called life, No matter how strong or powerful I think I am, there's just some things that are more powerful than me. But thank God, I got a God. Jesus, I'm trying to hold myself. I remember one day when my baby was sick and she just kept crying. And I wanted to help her, but nothing I did helped. But when God got in, somebody don't hear me today. All I can say is hallelujah. Because God made a way when I thought there was no way to be. Hallelujah. I'm trying to get to the message. I just want you to know just how good God is. He is so good, I can't express to you just how good he is. No matter how much I study or how much I read, how much I know, I still can't find the words. All I can say is hallelujah.
It's all right.
Hallelujah. Sometimes when I'm praying, that's all I can say is hallelujah.
Yes.
Because I don't know what to say. Because I realize how powerful he really is. And how weak I really am. But he doesn't need my power. He doesn't need your power. All he needs is for you to believe. And he'll do the rest. Somebody give God some praise in here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to try to move on to our word. If you have your Bibles with you, turn with me to 1 Corinthians. I'm still trembling in my spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. And I promise you that I'm not going to say I won't be long. Because every time I say I won't be long, I be long. But I will be a little unconventional today because I want to talk to our babies. Amen. Sometimes when you talk to someone, you got to get on their level. So I won't be doing a whole lot of exegeting today. We're just going to be straightforward because that's how they understand. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13 says this. There have no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above all that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. Amen. Just for a few words, and I wish I had a cordless mic because I want to do an about face. Children, if you will come sit on the front row. That way I won't have my back turned to the audience. Because I'm not talking to the grown folks today. Well, yes, I am. I'm indirectly talking to you. Come down and walk down there just in case. Amen. I mean, for just a few moments, I want to talk with you from the subject, you will be victorious. And I want to talk to our babies because this world is mean. This world has grown to where God said it would get to. When he said that the hearts of men will wax cold and they will become lovers of themselves. In other words, the Bible was teaching us that at some point in history that man would become so selfish that the only thing that he cares about is his own agenda. Unfortunately, we're there.
If you just turn the TV on every day, you see the blue and the red, or the Democrats or the Republicans. No one has an opinion that's right down the middle. Everybody is sticking with the party. Everybody is fussing from their party's point of view versus from what is right. Paul wants you to know, and I want you to know today, that this is nothing new. When we look at the text that we're dealing with today, Paul was talking to the church in Corinth, the very controversial church in Corinth. They had a lot of issues. They had a lot of problems. Guess what? The church today still got a lot of issues. And we still got a lot of problems. But I want you to not focus on the issues and the problems of the church. I want you to focus on your God. Because as long as you are focused on God, no matter what it is you are doing, you will be victorious. How you know that, Reverend? Well, one day I sat in the same seat you're sitting in. And I saw the same issues in the church, where church folks were fighting with one another. They were bickering with one another. The church mothers are talking about each other. And one of them won't go to the other one's house because she don't think the other one's house is clean enough. All I want you to do is focus on God. These problems are nothing new. Paul was sharing with a church that was in trouble that the trouble that they were dealing with was the same trouble they were dealing with in the beginning. We ain't no better. All this knowledge that we have, all this learning that we have today, yet and still, we're still no better. We're still the same type of people. We're still those people that when they came out of slavery, they told Moses, "You brought us to a place to die. Why not allow us to go back?" We're still those same people. How you know that, Reverend? Because if you watch us today, no matter how much we know, we're still doing the same thing. You would think by now, 2,000 years later, we even got something right. Yet it's still, we still have the same problems. Paul wanted the church to know this is nothing new. You're not going through anything that others have not already gone through. Let me help you understand a little bit more. I choked a little bit because I'm about to say some stuff that grown folks may not like. How many of you in here know Nicki Minaj? You ain't got to raise your hand. I don't want you in trouble. I can see your faces. Especially when I ask you this next one. How many of you know Sexy Red? How many of you know Lil Baby? How many of you know Young Nudie? See? Y'all grown folks don't know these folks. But if you knew their songs, you would be troubled like I'm troubled. Because especially when we talk about Sexy Red. Because I turned it on to the public radio station the other day and heard a song by Sexy Red. And I went, wait a minute. They can't be playing this on regular radio. If they playing this on regular radio, which means it's been censored, I wonder what the real song sounds like. And guess who knows what the real song sounds like? The woman had the audacity to say that her cookie is a color. See, they know it. And that her backside is brown. And she didn't say backside. The song is called Pound Town. And she ain't talking about no pound cake. Look at all them laughing. They know what I'm talking about. The song is talking about what she wants her man to do to her. Sexually. Boy, if y'all can see these babies' faces up here. But Paul says it ain't nothing new. It just rapped differently. Huh? Because my generation guilty too. Y'all don't think we guilty? Wait a minute, watch this. Get up. Get up. Get up. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Oh, baby, let's get down tonight. Baby, I'm hot. Just like an oven. I need some loving. I can't hold it much longer. It's getting stronger and stronger. And when I get that feeling, I need some. Yeah, y'all know it's sexual healing. Marvin Gaye. My favorite artist, by the way. It is no different than what you are dealing with. We deal with the same stuff. And I'm talking to you today because the world seems like it wants to dump everything on y'all and make y'all feel guilty about what you're dealing with. It ain't no different. Ooh, baby. Let's get in between the sheets. Who that? Isley Brothers. The people are different. The rapping is different. But the issue is still the same. I want you to know that what you are going through and what you're dealing with is no different from what others have already dealt with. And I wanted to talk with you about this today because we seem to allow so much to be dumped on our children today that they think that they can't handle. Paul said it's no different. How you know that, Reverend? Because when you talk to a lot of our children today, they got mental issues. Why they got mental issues when what they dealt with is the same thing you dealt with? Paul said it's no different. It's just wrapped differently. It came in a different package. But the issue is still yet the same. I want you to know today that you will be victorious. You are not weaker. You're just in a different generation. Yes, they may be saying it a little bit different, but it's the same thing. And if you like me and Sister Griffin, you know, I'm from that area of rap when it first hit. Don't stop, get it, pop that Doodle Brown. But you folks are a little too old to know what I just said. Those of us who are my age and a little bit younger know I just said some explicit stuff. It's no different than what you're dealing with. Yes, they are a little more raunchier, a little more raw with it, a little more out front with it. But yet and still, it's the same thing. But your music is telling you, our folks' music told us the same thing. I was just a little bit more poetic. Y'all's out front. But it's the same thing. Paul said, you're not dealing with anything that's any different from what others have already dealt with. And you know what that means? That means no matter how bad it gets or how bad it looks, you can make it through. Well, know how you know you can make it through? Look at all these people in here. They've made it through. And guess what? The music was a controversial thing in every generation. And my generation is controversial to the generation before me. And the generation before them, the music was controversial. And the generation before them, the music was controversial. It was so controversial, even back in the days, back when Moses and the children of Israel were back in Israel, guess what? The music was controversial when they went from singing hymns to playing instruments. You ain't dealing with nothing no one else has already dealt with. Your society looks bad to us, just as our society looked bad to them. Our society had issues just like your society had issues, just like mine had issues, just like theirs had issues. Nobody is perfect. You hear me? All of us who come before you, guess what? We dealt with the same stuff. Some of us look like we got it together now. But back in the day, some of us, we ain't have it together. Some of us are thankful to even be here today. I'm one. Stared down the barrel of a gun 3 times, and I'm still here. We didn't have it all together. You are going to stumble along the way, but know that in your stumbling, you will learn a lesson and you will grow from it. Paul shared with us here that what we are going through has already been dealt with and that you will go through it. But one thing he wants you to know, God will always be faithful. No matter how bad it looks, no matter how bad it sounds, no matter what you get yourself wrapped up into, and somewhere along the way, why don't you make it yourself wrapped up into something? But that doesn't mean that God don't love you. And that doesn't mean that God won't be there for you. No matter how bad it looks, no matter how bad you think you are, guess what? God still loves you. He loved Paul, who was Saul, who was killing Christians. He still loved a murderer. He says, you may endure some things in life, but it's stuff that everybody has already dealt with, and all you need to know is believe in God, trust in God, have faith in God, and you will find out that God will make a way of escape for you no matter whatever it is. God loved his people enough that no matter how bad the situation looked, there is always a way out. And you find that answer in God. Not in mama, not in daddy, not in the preacher, not in the church people, in God. No matter what you deal with in life, you can deal with it. Because if you trust in God, he'll be there with you. Amen. Amen? Give God a hand clap of praise. The doors of the church are open, if there'll be one who does not know God and free pardon on your sins. The time is now. The Bible says, find God while he is near. For surely shall come a time when God cannot be found. Glory be to God. Give God a hand clap of praise, saints. The doors of church are still open.
Father God, we come to you today, Lord God, to say thank you for being a part of this service. And we pray, Father, that we have said something to these young people that will give them strength. For the enemy is not playing games. He's serious about his business. And he's pulling many of our children away from us because we have become relaxed in our servitude to you. But we ask now, from this day moving forward, that we be watchful, caring, thoughtful of what they're dealing with, because we are losing too many who are saying that we now have to take time out to restructure our mind when their mind is already protected by you. Give us what we need to strengthen them, to empower them to know that they have power over their situations. Now, as we leave this place, we pray that you give us these things and that you watch over, protect us, and keep us. It's in your Son, Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. Let every heart say amen.